Today's Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chaf Vav. And we begin on the very last two lines of Kuf Chaf Hey Omud Beis. And we're repeating the Mishnah, quoting the Mishnah, we said that the Chachamim say, the Chachamim omrim ben kach u ben kach pokikim bo. We had the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, who said that in order for one to be able to close the shutter, to add on and not be over bona, there are two criteria that had to be met. A person had to go and have it tied, the shutter had to be tied with some sort of a rope or a thread or a string to the window, and in addition, it had to be hanging, it had to be tolu, you couldn't be lying on the ground. Both of those criteria had to be met. And the Chacham said, no, ben kach u ben kach, pokin boat. Even if it doesn't have all of this, whether it has this or that, that's enough still to go and shutter it. So the Gemara asks, my ben kach u ben kach, what did you mean when the Chacham said that ben kach u ben kach, you're allowed to go and shutter it? There were two criteria that Rabbi Eliezer had said. It needed to be tied, and it also had to be tolui. It had to have an attachment to the window, and it had to be hanging. It couldn't be on the ground, even with the attachment. So what exactly does it mean when the Chacham is saying, no, ben kach u ben kach? So Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Kahana. Rabbi Abba says the name of Kahana, referring to the Amud Aleph. This means ben kosher, ben she'eno kosher. It meant that whether it's attached with a kesher or some sort of a rope, or it's not attached, that's all that is required, according to the Chachamim. It just has to be muchan, v'hu shemesukan. It doesn't make a difference whether it's attached or not. As Rashi says, kol ma'afilu kshir lo tzarech. It doesn't even need to be tied. It certainly doesn't need to be hanging. It doesn't even need to be tied. As long as it's muchan me'esmo l'kach. As long as you designated it for this, so that's all that you need. In other words, this opinion that Rabbi Abba, but in the name of Rav Kahana, said is a very makel opinion. He doesn't require either of the two, ben kach u ben kach, neither the kosher or the tolui requirements of Rabbi Eliezer. This is questioned now by Rav Yirmiyah. Only Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Yirmiyah's sister of Abba. Really? V'lei mamar. Why did you say that it doesn't require either of the two? The Rebbe, he called him a sign of respect, he called Rav Abba the Rebbe. V'lei mamar, why didn't the Rebbe say, why didn't the master say, ben tolui u ben she'eno tolui? However, v'hu shekosher, you're right, the Chacham are makel on one thing. It doesn't have to be hanging. It could not be hanging. But it has to be tied, even if it's not hanging in the air. Even if it's lying on the ground. But as long as it's tied, v'hu shekosher, they do require, Rav Yirmiyah says, at least one of the two characteristics that Rav Eliezer required. Rav Eliezer required both tolui and kosher. So why did you, Rabbi Abba, say it requires neither of them? At least let it require one of them, kosher, even though it doesn't require toli. And where did he get this from? Where did Rav Yirmiyah get this from? He says, the Amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Amar Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan had said, Rabba Bar Chanan said, the name of Rav Yochanan, that this is already b'machlokis, machlokis kan, kach machlokis v'neger hanigra. The same machlokis we have by the pakak, by this shutter in the window, whether you require tying and hanging or not, that's exactly the same machlokas that we had in regards to a certain type of a bolt. They used to have bolts that they would put into the floor, into the ground, and that would keep the door shut. So this neger hanigror is a certain type of a dead bolt that goes into the ground that would shut the door. Now, in order to make sure that it didn't get lost, it would be attached to the door with some sort of a chain or a rope of some sort. Titnan, as we learned in a Mishnah in Erevin, and the Mishnah says, Neger HaNigror, you have this bolt that is dragging on the ground. Now, you're allowed to use this Norlimbo B'mikdosh. In the Beis HaMikdosh, it's not considered binyan when you place this into its spot in the ground, it's not considered you're over binyan. You're allowed to do this in the Beis HaMikdosh. However, Avalo B'Medina. But outside the Beis HaMikdosh, B'Medina means any place outside the Beis HaMikdosh, that's called the Medina, every place else. So you're not allowed to go and do this. That would be a problem of Binyan. But it's only Binyan Midirabanan. That's why in the Beis HaMikdosh, where we don't have Shvuz, the Kohanim is Rizenheim, and therefore there is no concern. So the rabbis never instituted that you can't do this. It looks like Binyan. So the rabbi said, outside the Beis HaMikdosh, you can't do this. But in the Beis HaMikdosh, you can do this. The Hamunach, but if it, that's when we're talking about, this is a bolt that was attached with some sort of a string or a chain. So that's why in the Beis HaMikdosh there is no shvus, and only outside the Beis HaMikdosh do the rabbis institute a shvus, a rabbinical prohibition, and that's why you can't use this outside the Beis HaMikdosh. V'amunach, but if it doesn't have the kesher, then not only outside the Beis HaMikdosh, but even in the Beis HaMikdosh, kamakan also, because this is a real concern about an issa d'oraisa. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama in this Mishnah in Erevin. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Domer, no, he's one step more lenient. He says, Hamunach b'mikdash. It's not really binyan. Bottom line is, there's no issa d'oraisa over here, even if it's not attached with the chain. And therefore, ein shvus b'mikdash, the rabbis didn't institute any decrees in the Beis HaMikdash in general, although we learned in yesterday's shiur that sometimes they did, but in general, the rabbis didn't institute decrees in the Beis HaMikdash because of the principle of Kohanim Zrizimim. Kohanim are very particular and careful, so even if one Kohen were to make a mistake, well, the other Kohanim would jump on him before he made the mistake, and therefore, the rabbis didn't feel it necessary in general to create rabbinical prohibitions in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, hamunach b'mikdash, if this deadbolt was not attached with a rope, but you wanted to use it, you're allowed to use it in the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's not kosher. Nevertheless, you're allowed to use it in the Beis HaMikdash because it's only Durabanan, and there's no Durabanans in the Beis HaMikdash. However, Vanigror b'Medina, but the only ones that are allowed in the Medina are those that are attached to a rope, because clearly that's not binyan. But if it's not attached to a rope, if it's munach in the Medina, then it would be osur. Now, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. It's one step more makel than the Chachamim. The Tanya, we learned in another Braisa, Ezeu Negor HaNigror, what is the definition of this bolt that is dragged on the ground? In other words, it's attached to some sort of a string or a rope or a chain. Shenoal in Boba Mikdash, that you're allowed to go, according to the Tanakama, and use that in the Mikdash only if it's attached with a rope. Avo Loba Medina, and in the Medina, you're not allowed to use it even if it's attached with a rope. That's the Tanakama's opinion. So that's Kol Shekoshur V'Toli Rosho, V'Rosho Magi Laretz. That's if it's tied and it reaches all the way to the ground. One end reaches to the ground, the other end is still up in the air. In other words, it's not lying fully flat. And that is the type that's allowed to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Kosher, kosher, v'toli, v'rosha, magil, aretz, that's allowed to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. Rav Yehuda Omer, no. Zeh, if it's tied off the Medina mutter, even in the Medina, that would be allowed. And only Ela Ezer Shemedina also, the only one that's also in the Medina, is Kol She'eno Lo Kosher V'lo Toli. It doesn't have either of the two, exactly like our case with the shutter. It doesn't have either of the two. It's not tied and it's not hanging. And therefore, Vishomto Umeniach B'Keren Zavis, and all you did was take it out and you put it in a corner, so all you did was designate it, but it's not attached, then it's no good even the Medina. So we have, again, exactly parallel to our case of the pekak, of the shutter, that we have the same opinions over here with the Neger HaNigror. And that is exactly what Rabbi Yirmiyahu is questioning Rabbi Abba, who said this in the name of Kahana. He says, but this case, you're saying that you don't need either of the two, neither Kesher nor Tolui. And here you see in this Braisa with the Neger HaNigror that everybody says you need at least one. In fact, Amar Rabbi Yeshua Bar Abba, Mishmei Deula, Man Tana Neger HaNigror. Who's the one that says, even if it's attached, but it's not hanging in the air, it's lying flat on the ground, it's no good, that's Rabbi Eliezer here. So he's the Machmir opinion, and the Makel opinion says, as long as it's attached, even though it's lying on the ground, it's allowed to be used in the Medina, so that would be the more Makel opinion, but it requires it at least to be attached. So to Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, in our case, who says that if the pekak is not tied on at all, that it's good? It's only if it's not hanging, that could be okay, but if it's tied on, it still requires to be tied on in order for it to be good. And that's the question that Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked to Rabbi Abba. So Rav Abba responds, and he says, Amalei, says, I know, I hold the Amrei ki hai Tana. I hold like the following Tana. You're right, your Tana doesn't jibe with me. However, I hold like the following Tanya. What's that? The Tanya, we're learning another Braisa. Kone sheiskino balabai slios poseach v'nobo. If you have a bolt, you have a rod that you're using to lock and unlock a door. In other words, it's a deadbolt in the door. So this Braisa says as follows, Bisman shekosher, if it has both, it's tied, v'tolui b'pesach, and it's hanging, so then it has both. So then everybody, even the more machmir positions, like Rabbi Eliezer had, poseach v'no'abo, you're allowed to use it to lock and unlock the door, because there is no problem over here of binyan, because it's hanging and it's tied. However, ein kosher v'tolui, if in fact it doesn't have both of these, it's not kosher and it's not tolui, so then the Tanakhama says, ein poseach v'nobo, you're not allowed to use it because it's too much like binyan. But along comes Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he says, misuka, no, as long as you prepared it to be a bolt in the door, afal pi sheino kosher, not only if it's not hanging, but even if it's not tied, it's good. Oh, that requires neither of the two, neither Kishira nor Talia. This is the opinion that Rav Abba holds like. He says, I hold like this Tana, like the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Gemara continues and says, "Amar Yehuda bar Shilas, Amar Vasi, Amar Yochanan, Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel." We paskin like this, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Gemara says, "Really? Umi Amar Yochanan Achi? Did Rabbi Yochanan really hold like this? That he paskins like the Mekel opinion of Shimon Gamliel that you require neither Kishira or Taliyah?" So Gemara says, "I'll show you what's none." I'm going to learn in later in the Shia today in the Mishnah. It says, "Kol Kisuya Yakelim." All covers of utensils called kisuya kelim, any utensil cover, we turn to them a base. Sheish lem base achiza, if they have in them a handle. So then in this situation, they are definitely a kli because they have a handle. And he told them on Shabbos, you're allowed to go and move them on Shabbos. They're not muktzah, they're a keli. Amar Yehuda Rashila, Amar Vasi, Amar Yochanan. And here we have in the name of Rav Yochanan, he says, "Hu sheish toras kli aleh." This is only if they have the status of being a kli. Otherwise, they're muktzah. So you see, according to Rav Yochanan, if it doesn't have the status of being a kli, it's automatically muktzah. So that's a very machmir position. So how can you tell me that he paskined like Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Yochanan paskined like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you're allowed to use this bolt on the door as long as you had a machshava. You just had a machshava for it. But that's not enough. It must actually have a usage as a kli, not just a machshava. Are you going to say v'chitema hachanami dika toras kli alav that Rav Shimon Gamliel, he also is talking about with the rod, the deadbolt in the door, also has the shame of a kli, and that's why he says it's mutter? That's not true. Umi bar Rav Shimon Gamliel toras kli alav. Rav Shimon Gamliel says this deadbolt doesn't have to have the name of a kli on it, because it says in another brayza of Atanya, we had this already in yesterday's shir, chariyo shel dekel, if you have a lot of palm fronds, shegidron l'sheimetzim, and they were cut originally for firewood, and then you changed your mind, but you didn't do anything. V'nimlach aleim l'yeshiva, you said, you know what, I think I'm going to use this instead of firewood, I'm going to go and sit on it on Shabbos. So in this situation, v'nimlach aleim l'yeshiva, he only changed his mind to go and sit on them, he didn't do any sort of a ma'isa, so the Tanis Kama says, Tzorich Likshar. No, he has to do an actual Maisa in order to make it no longer Mukta. Otherwise, it still has the status of firewood. And along comes Rav Shimon Gamliel, and no, ain't Tzorich Likshar. His Machshava is just enough. So clearly, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it doesn't have to have the status of a Kli. You're making it into a Kli is enough. So to over here, just by him thinking that the deadbolt is a Kli, that's enough to make it into a Kli. It doesn't have to actually be a Kli. So we have the stira in Rav Shimon Gamliel, the way you want to understand him. Of course, it's not so fast. Rav Yochanan, stira lekavasi b'chada. Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel in regards to the fact that you're allowed to use this bar, this deadbolt on the door, even though it's not kosher or tolui. However, upoli lebuchada, but he disagrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel in regards to, does the kli have to be able to function as a kli in order to be for it to be considered not muktza? So Rav Shimon Gamliel says that no, it doesn't have to, but Rav Yochanan would say that it has to. That's what we said before. Rav Yochanan said that v'hu sheyesh toras kli alein. He says it has to have the shame of a kli on it, whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel says just by machshav alone you can turn it into a kli. So there's no stira over here. Rav Yochanan holds in one way like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but in the other brisa he doesn't hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Therefore, there's no stira in his shita. Gemara continues and says, "Darish of Yitzchak Navcha, a pisul de regalusha." Rav Yitzchak Navcha was once learning by the opening, the entrance into the house of the Reish Galusa, and he said, "Halachic Rav Eliezer." He said, "We paskin him here like Rav Eliezer, the more stricter opinion that you need to have not only that it's hanging, but it also has to be tied. You need both." Gemara says, "Really? Masav Rav Amram, but I have another brayse that says otherwise." Now, this is actually a Mishnah that we're going to learn later in the Masechta, and the Mishnah says, "Umidivreim," from the words of the Chachamim, we learn, "Lamadnu shepokikin," you're allowed to go and shutter the window, "Umodadin," and you're allowed to go and measure, and "Kosher," you're allowed to go and tie on Shabbos. Now, we're going to learn this later on. At the very end of the Masechta, it tells us about a Maisa Shehoya, during the lifetime of Rav Tzadik's father and Avishol ben Bartnis, and they did a number of different actions over here, and the Gemara is telling me divrayim from the actions of these two Tamidei Chachamim, these two Gaonim, so we can see that you're allowed to do pokikin, which is what we're interested in here right now, and as well a certain type of measuring and a certain type of tying. But the critical thing is that they paskin that you're allowed to do pokikin. So if you're allowed to do pokikin, so that seems to go against this idea of us poskening like Rabbi Eliezer, who says you're not allowed to do pokin unless it has both the kshira and the tliya. Gemara says, Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says over here, my daitra, what are you thinking? What was your problem over here that you're Mosiv Rav Amram, that you're asking over here? It's one Stam Mishnah against another Stam Mishnah? Mishum Diktani Stama, because it says over here Stam Mishnah. So is that your challenge over here? How can you say that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? Because you have a Stam Mishnah that's not like Rabbi Eliezer? Neger Hanagor, Nami Stami. So the Mishnah that we brought down of Neger Hanagor, so this dragging, this deadbolt, so that's also a Stam Mishnah. And yet, we paskin like Stam Mishnah, so therefore we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So why are you bringing me a Stam Mishnah that says we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? We have two Stam Mishnahs that are a contradiction to each other. So why are you asking Rav Amram, Masiv Rav Amram from this Stam Mishnah? So he says, no. Afilu hachi ma'aser Rav. You know why his Rav Amram is saying that his Stam Mishnah is better? Because we had a ma'aser Shehoya. That was a real case where we had the father of a tzaddik and Abishol ben Budnis, they paskin l'maisa over here from a case, and the Mishnah states pokikin. So when you have a maisa shahoya that supports a stam Mishnah, that's stronger than just a plain stam Mishnah. So that's why Mosiv Rav Amram says, how can you tell me that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? I have a stam Mishnah that goes against Rabbi Eliezer. You have a stam Mishnah that goes like Rabbi Eliezer? But it doesn't come along with a ma'isa. When you have a Stam Mishnah along with a ma'isa Shehoya, that tells us the practical halacha. Right? When you discuss in a base medrash the halacha, so people talk back and forth in theory. But when somebody brings a real case in front of you and you're paskin a halacha la ma'isa, you're going to be very careful and paskin it correctly. And that usually is the way the halacha is decided, as opposed to in a base medrash. You can have all sorts of theories and shittas flying back and forth, but they may not be la ma'isa. Okay, now we go invited to the next Mishnah, which we just alluded to a minute ago. Now, we either say the word kol or don't say the word kol. Some don't have it. In any event, kol kisuya kalim, all covers on kalim, all the lids, the caps on kalim, sheyesh lahem beis achiz, if they have a handle to them, so nitolim shabbos, that turns them in, the Kanakama says, into a kli, because you have a handle, a kli has a handle to it, therefore they're kalim, and therefore they're not muktzah, they're allowed to be carried on Shabbos, of course, within the parameters of carrying. This is not a din of carrying, this is a din of muktzah. So therefore, you're allowed to go and carry them. Amar of Yossi, Yossi says, no, it depends. But then, what are we talking about? Bekisui karkos. When you require a handle, it's only if it's a kisui karkos. It's a kisui of like a hole in the ground. So it's a cover on a hole in the ground. So that, to demonstrate that it's not binyan or stira, when you open it up, it's stira. When you put it down, it's binyan. So in order to demonstrate that that's a keli as opposed to a binyan, so there needs a handle. Kisui karkos, that's when you need a handle in order for it to be nitol b'shabbos. Avo b'kisui akelim, but a regular lid on a pot, a regular lid on some sort of a barrel, benkach or benkach, whether it has a handle, whether it doesn't have a handle, nitol b'shabbos, not muktzah, and you'll have to go and use it on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Amar Yehuda bar Shilo, Amar Vasi, Amar Yochanan, who sheyesh toras kli aleihem. The only time, we just had this a minute ago, this is where we quoted it from, he says, the only time you're allowed to move this, it's not muktzah if it has the shame of a kli on it. If it has the shame of a kli on it, so then it's not muktzah. But otherwise, it's muktzah. Now, exactly what is Rav Yochanan telling us over here? So Gemara says, Dekuli Alma, both the Tanakama and Rav Yossi over here, they both hold that if you're talking about kisui karkos, if you're talking about the cover of a hole in the ground, so then everybody agrees. Im yesh lehem beis achiza in. That situation requires it to have a handle to be called a kli, otherwise it's not a kli. Elo, and you wouldn't be allowed to move it. It would be binyan or stira on Shabbos. If we're talking about a pot cover, so you have a lid on a pot, so kisuya kelim, so also everybody agrees. Avogav de'ein lo lehem beis achiza, even if it doesn't have a handle on the pot, it's a pot cover. Of course it's a kli. So where are the Tanakhama and Yossi arguing? Ki pligi, they argue, bekelim dechabrinu bi'ara. They're talking about a pot that's attached to the ground. You have a keli that's embedded in the ground. So do you view it as a keli, and then the pot cover is also a keli? Or do you view it as in the ground, and the pot cover is considered binyan astira, unless it has a handle on it? That's what they're arguing about. Mar, so the Tanakhama holds over here, Gazrina, that the rabbi said that we're making the pot that's attached to the ground, its cover is the status of a manhole cover. Its status is the same thing as a cover of a hole in the ground. And unless it has a handle, you're not allowed to move it. Mar, so our Rav Yossi holds, lo, Gazrina, we don't make such a gzeira. That's teretz number one. And therefore, that's what they're arguing about. They don't argue about if it's clearly in the ground. And we don't argue if it's clearly a keli. We only argue about a keli that's attached to the ground. That's teretz number one. Lishnachrina, second Teretz is Ki Pligi, where the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi are arguing Bikisui Tanur. They're arguing about not with a utensil, but they're arguing about the covering of a Tanur. So the Tanakama says, Mar Medami Leli Kisukarka. He says a Tanur is something that's attached to the ground, and therefore it is considered halachically like the ground. So the cover of a tanner is like the manhole cover. It's like the cover on a hole in the ground, and therefore it is going to be requiring a handle if it's going to be a kli, otherwise it's not a kli. And the opinion of Rav Yossi, Umar, Rav Yossi, Madame Leila, Kisha Kaili, says, no, it's a kaili. An oven is a kaili. So what if it's somewhat attached to the ground, but it's still a kaili, and therefore it has the rules of a kaili, and in this situation, a kaili doesn't require a base achiza. Hadron Alecha Kol HaKelim, Hadron Alecha Kol HaKelim, Hadron Alecha Kol HaKelim. Now we begin the next Mishnah, the 18th Perek in Shabbos, and it begins as follows. Mefanin, if you need a space on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to move Muktzah stuff. However, you are allowed to move certain things which aren't Muktzah, but you're allowed to move them. Normally you wouldn't be allowed to move so much of it, but here you're allowed to move a certain amount because you need that space. So this is Tzorech Mekomo. So again, we're not dealing with something that's muktzah, but we're dealing with what's called a tircha yisera, an excessive amount of work, which we don't want you to do, even if it's technically allowed. You can't start rearranging all the furniture in your house on Shabbos. We don't want you to do that. That's uvdu d'chol, it's tircha yisera, and it's not allowed. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us, if you have a need, such as, for example, there's going to be a shear there tomorrow, or you may have guests coming, so then, mefanin, you're allowed to go and make room by moving boxes that you have there, afilu arba v'chomish kupos, even four or five containers that are filled with tevin v'shel tvua, they're not muktza, they're tevin and tvua, but you wouldn't be allowed to move them because you don't need them on Shabbos, and therefore you would be allowed to take, if you needed some tevin, you needed some tvua from them, you would be allowed to take it, let's say, to feed your animals, but you're not allowed to move all these boxes because that's tircha yisera, that's of the duchol, and therefore you're allowed to do this if you need to, because you have guests coming, or that's going to be the place where the shear is going to be, and if there's not enough room, people won't be able to come to the shear. However, but you're not allowed to go and do this to an otsar, a storehouse. Now, the Gemara will explain exactly what we're talking about, so I'll just leave it that we read these words for right now. But the Gemara in Mitzvah Shem will explain all of this. Mishnah continues and says, likewise, mifanin truma tohora, you're allowed to go and move truma that is tohora. What's the problem with this? The Mishnah will discuss exactly what the problems are with all of these things. You're allowed to move likewise demai. Demai is duma. We don't know whether the Amoratzim took off trumas and maisus. Originally, everybody was believed to take off trumas and maisus, and you can buy from anybody and assume that it was tithed. However, there was a small group of people that said, hey, we're not going to take off that maisus stuff. Why should I give the Levi 10%? They used to take off truma, but they didn't take off trumas maiser, and they didn't take off maiser rishon. And that's duma. When we buy this from an Amah Aretz, we don't know, did he or did he not take this off? The majority actually did take it off, even after a bunch of them said, we're not taking it off. But this has the status of dumai, and a Tamil Chacham who purchases it from this Amah Aretz has to go take off trumas and maisers from it. Likewise, with maiser rishon, shenit lo trumaso, you have maiser rishon that had the maiser min amaiser taken from it. Gemara again will explain, this is a famous Mishnah that we have many times in different places in Shas, so we talk about these two contrasting types of items, as we'll see as we go through this Mishnah, what exactly I'm talking about. So here we have Truma Tahora, we have Demai, we have Maisa Rishon Shenitla Truma, so that the Maisa Rishon's Maisa Min HaMaisa was taken from it, what's called Truma Smaisa was taken from it. And likewise, with Maisa Sheni, the Hektish Sheniftu, if you have Maisa Sheni, which is allowed to be redeemed, or Hektish, which is, as long as it's not a behema that doesn't have a mum, any Hektish that is either a blemished behema or it's a non-behema type of Hektish, so you're allowed to redeem it. So all of these things, if they were Maiser Sheni v'Hektish Sheniftu, the Gemara will explain exactly what the Chiddush is in every one of these things. Or if you have Haturmus, a Turmus is a certain type of bean, right? It's often translated as a lupine. So this Turmus, if you have that, that's dried out, we'll see in the Gemara again, what's the Chiddush? What's it telling us over here with all of these things? So Gemara says for the last one, Maturmus Yavish, that's what Nei Shu Michael is. And the reason why it's not Muktzah, because you can give it as fodder for your goats, you give it to feed the goats. So all of these things are allowed to be moved in the first part of this section of the Mishnah. However, the similar, related, but not exact equivalent is avoloas hatevel, something that's tevel is not allowed to be eaten, so therefore it's muktzah. Avoloas ma'aser rishon shelo nitra tuma, so if it didn't have the truma taken from it, it wasn't having the ma'aser and a ma'aser, the truma's ma'aser taken from it, you're not allowed to move it. Again, the Gemara will be mechadish over here every one of these details. What's the chiddush? Likewise, avoloas ma'aser sheni the hektish shelo niftu, you're not allowed to go and move ma'aser sheni or hektish that weren't redeemed. The Gemara will tell us what the chiddush is. Velo asa luf, you're not allowed to move something called luf. Not sure exactly what luf is. It's some sort of a type of growth, a legume of some sort that even animals won't eat. Velo asa chardol, not mustard. Again, these things are not eaten in the raw state, and they must have something done to them. They have to be ground up, or they have to be strained in some way, and therefore they're not foods. They're not even foods for animals, and therefore they're muktza and they can't be moved. Rav Shimon disagrees on the latter part. He says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, matu b'luf. He says, you are allowed to move the luf. Why? Because, b'meishu meichel orvin, because ravens eat it. And rich people raise ravens. And therefore, as we will have a discussion, Klai Yisrael is considered, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, all to be like b'nei melachim. And therefore, even though we don't have ravens, we are allowed to use the items that a raven would eat. They're not considered muktzah. Also, chavile kash. If you have these bundles of kash, of the straw, the chavile etzim, of bundles of firewood, of twigs, the chavile zrodim, and you have various types of bundles of reeds, all of these, it depends what they have, what their usage was. Im iskino lemaicha behema, they're animal fodder. So if you are designating them as animal fodder, you plan to use them as food for your animals, then they're not muktzah, metalvin also, you'll have to feed your animals on Shabbos. V'im lav, however, if you intended to use them as firewood, and you didn't designate them for animal fodder, so that in metalvin also, then you're not allowed to go and move them. That's our Mishnah. The Gemara starts off and says, the obvious question, you told me you can move four or five boxes. No, hashta, chomish, mefadah, if I can move five, so of course I can move four. So arba mi boy, why did you have to tell me four? Tell me, you can move five boxes. Then I'll know, it means four boxes, three boxes, two boxes, of course. So the Gemara says, several terutim. Amar Rechis, the Rechis says, arba mi chomish. It's telling us that if you have five boxes, you can clear away four of them. You have to leave something there, because we're concerned that if you clear away the entire field, you're going to see that there's all sorts of holes in the field. It's going to bother you, and you're going to go and be mashve gumo, so you're going to smooth out all the holes, and that's an issa deraisa to do that in your field. Alternatively, now this is in parentheses, but we can read it anyway. Arba me'otzer karton, v'chomesh me'otzer godo. It's telling us four or five. It meant four from a smaller field, and five from a larger field, from a larger area of storage. So, umay avolos otzer. What does it mean? The next part of the Mishnah. But you can't go and clean out an entire storehouse. So one opinion is, shelo yaskel b'otzer tchila. If it wasn't started beforehand, you can't start to clear out a storehouse on Shabbos. And who's this going like? Umani? This is the opinion of Rav Yehuda, the Islay Muktzah, because Rav Yehuda holds Muktzah. And therefore, this unstarted storehouse, you weren't planning on using. If it was a started storehouse, then yeah, you're planning on continuing to use it. But here, this was like locked away, and therefore, you weren't planning on using it. And that's why, according to Rav Yehuda, this is Muktzah, and that's why you can't start from an unstarted storehouse. That's one way to understand this four or five boxes. Alternatively, the first opinion was Rechista. Second opinion is Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, no, when we're talking here about Arba Chomesh, it means Arba V'Chomesh. What does that mean? So we turn to the Omer Aleph. Kide Amri Inshe, as people say, this is the normal vernacular usage. Cheshbon Kotun Tchila, V'Mitztarek Lioser, Yifni Yoser. That's what Rashi explains over here. So he says you start up with four. And you know what? If you need five, that's okay also. Hu Adin Afilu Tuva. And even more than five. It's just an expression. This is Kadam Rinchi. He's talking the way people talk. Yeah, go take a four of them. Or if you need five, that's fine. Of course, if you say five, it means four. But that's the way people talk. So he says four or five. V'i boi Afilu Tuva Nami Fine. And if you need six, seven, that's no problem. It's just an expression. And what does it mean, umay avolos otzer? And what's the next part of the mission when it says you can't go and do this in the storehouse? It means shelo yigmar kulo. It means, yeah, you can take four, you can take five, you can take six or seven, but don't clear it out. Because if you clear it totally out, dilma osi lashu yigumos. This is what I said before. You may come then to go and see that there are holes in the ground, and you're going to go fill in the holes. And therefore, that's a problem. That's an issa deraisa of ashvi gumos. And therefore, that's why it says don't clear it all away. But if you want, even though it hasn't been used previously, no problems. There is no muktzah. Who is this like, Umani? If there's no muktzah, this is the opinion of Rav Shimon Hi. The last lay muktzah. This is Rav Shimon who holds that there's no muktzah. So there's the way of learning this like Shmuel just learned it, and then there's the way of learning it The way that we had before was the way the Rav Chisda learned it. So two ways to learn this Gemara. Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, and the Braisa tells us, Ein maschilim b'yotzer t'chilo, you're not allowed to start off with the otzer in the beginning. I will also bo shvil k'dei sheikonis v'yetze. But you're allowed to go through there. In other words, you're allowed to push aside some of the unstarted, unused stuff and make a pathway for you to go through. Now, also, Boshvil, it says you're allowed to make a pathway. Oh, you just said, V'amrus ein maschilin. You just said you're not allowed to start. So how are you allowed to make a pathway if you're not allowed to start? Gemara says, Hochi Kamer, this is what the Braisa is telling us. Also, Boshvil, Beraglov. You can go make your way through by pushing your way through with your feet. B'chnisoso v'yitziyoso. And you can make this path with your feet going in and going out. But you're not allowed to go and start just to clear away this storehouse if it's a storehouse being used for the first time. With this, we conclude today's share.